Commission this Thursday, April 17th, 2014, to order. And first order of business is we'll have a pledge to the flag. And if one of you would like to lead us, go right ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I want to welcome all of you. You can come sit down, and we can bring another chair to the media. I'm Ron Kaufman. This is Dan Strahan and Brandon Williams.
Okay.
Stacy's in the back. She takes the minutes for us. And we'll
I'm good to stay in that way.
All right.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. Got a couple out here.
We have a number of items of business that we're going to be looking at this morning, but you're our first item of business. We welcome you, and we're here to hear what you have to say about the purpose this morning. Will you be speaking? Excellent. Do you just go ahead and start?
My name is Leah Smith, and I'm 13 years old and in my second year of 4-H. My club is called the Taney County Trailblazers. And members with me are Brady Simmons, Harley Honke, and Alexis Smith, our club leader Lynn Winicky, and their assistant Christy Smith. I want to speak to you today about what community service projects our group has done in the past, what projects we are planning in the future, what our past fundraisers have been, fundraisers we are planning of various fair projects, and what I learned in 4-H and why it's important to me. Last year for community service, we planted flowers for the city of Forsyth and volunteered on two separate occasions for the Village Green Humane Society, walking dogs and checking the paper and helping care for them during adoption. We also volunteered to run the children's games at the 2013 annual picnic. For this year, we are planning to work at the Shepherd of the Hills Humane Society on Highway 248 in Redmond, cleaning up and socializing with the animals. We are also going to collect items for their wish list. And again, this year, we will volunteer to run the games at the June 7th annual picnic. We purchased and are donating all the prizes spent for those games. We hope our service has been and will be a benefit to the community. Our fundraisers for our club last year were a bake sale at the Forsyth Country Mart, base painting at the Taneyville Picnic, and a donation bucket at the 4-H Awareness Day. Our plans for this year's fundraisers are to run a jail and a water fun area at the picnic, to host an ice cream social, and we are thinking about a car wash. While we haven't collected a lot of money for our club yet, we have been having a lot of fun trying. Our club members have a wide variety of interests, which are seen in all the projects they are going to exhibit at the 2014 fair. These include horsemanship and horse showmanship, rabbits and rabbit showmanship, goats and goat showmanship, sheep and sheep showmanship, dog showmanship and care, vegetable and flower gardening, quilting, photography, and possibly a bottle cap and welding project. We hope that lots of people will come to watch us and see our exhibit. In my year of participating in 4-H, I have learned a lot. In meetings, I have learned that the president calls the meeting to order, and the secretary takes minutes about all motions passed and discussion. As the treasurer, I am learning to keep good financial records of all donations, dues, and all the money made at fundraisers. We have also learned how to elect officials for the group and that votes are won by the majority of members. The meetings we hold are very similar to yours. I hope that I am hoping that also work as a club reporter and write updates on our club activities for a website I want to make. These things help me understand how the government officials do their job for our community, which helps us become great citizens. I have also learned that animals are hard to take care of and a lot of responsibility. They need a lot of attention, food, water, and shelter. They also need training if you are planning to show them. Breeding my rabbits is teaching me how to earn an income off my livestock by selling them for money, butchering them for meat, or skinning them for their pelt, which is useful in blankets or coats. Gardening is also a lot of work. You have to be willing to water and work for hours with your hands and on your knees. While working with the horses, I'm learning patience, and stick to it and not give up. To remain calm as much as possible and how important it is to understand how animals communicate. No matter what a member chooses to do, all projects take time, research, money, and commitment. It seems like a lot. But it is worth it because you get to have fun, earn money, win ribbons, and learn new things. So why is 4-H important to me? Well, all of the things I have wanted to talked about here are directly related to the 4-H's and 4-H. As you may know, they're in our pledge. Can all members please stand and say the 4-H pledge with me?
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, my health to better living, for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Before you go on, can I ask you to wait just a second? Mm-hmm. If you all would move up here and if you get your cameras, maybe when they get set up, I can have you do that one more time. They're going to say their plan, and I think that's pretty neat.
Okay.
I thought maybe I could get it in the middle of their presentation to do that part.
That's fabulous.
Would you all let them come up and put it out of their way and they'll take a picture? You can stand right there.
Okay. Then I'll need to give her names.
We'll do that. I apologize for interrupting your...
It's fine.
I mean, you look like.
This is a real good opportunity, so we're going to... If you all would get that pledge again, that was great.
Hang out over here.
I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, my health to better living, for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Thank you very much.
In the past year, I have grown in each of the 4 pledge areas. First, with my head, it's been clearer because I have learned how to organize my time. Second, my heart is more loyal because I know what it's like to be in a group and to work with others to achieve a common goal. My hand just serves with hard work and helps provide service to others. Finally, my health has improved because I've become better at socializing. It has allowed me to be in a positive environment and it has made me more active. Overall, 4-H is important because it has given me a chance for a better future. I would encourage other kids, no matter their age, to be in 4-H so we can make a better world. Thank you for listening to me today. We would appreciate any advice or ideas for community service for our club that we could do in cooperation with the county.
First, let me tell each of you that I'm very proud of 4-H. This is a really great organization that we belong to. And I am personally delighted to see 4-H being reinvigorated within our county, our youth is really involved. So I'm proud of all of this. That's great. Those are great comments. Questions, comments, guys?
Great things to do.
You guys have some questions about us? How do you think we might be able to support telling other people we will be glad to do that?
Maybe you could talk to some business owners if we might be able to volunteer at where they work, or maybe we could work a little to earn a profit for our club. It would be nice if we could learn more about what you do for our community, maybe, and if you could help us with learning about the government for our future as citizens.
Okay, so can we go to step three and sit down and talk about that? Like a round table with all of you, the house. We can chat about what we do, the services that we provide as a county. There's not a lot of people across the country that really knows what counties do, so that's really a good point. What the federal government does, what the cities do, a lot of people don't know what all counties do. Counties are responsible, for example, across the nation, for 45% of the roads. Almost one out of every two roads that's maintained in this country is maintained by counties. And the law enforcement officials fall within county government. So there's a whole lot of things we could do, but we could talk about that. We all sit down and chat somehow. That would be great. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. What I would like, if that's all right, is either Lynn or Christy to give their names to the press in the order that they're in. So. We'll try to answer anything that you've got.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate it.
We really appreciated you allowing us to be here.
Well, thank you very much. You came back again.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. And you?
Thank you.
Presentation.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. I really appreciate it.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Is this something left to right?
Right to left.
Right to left.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
it. I've got to get a
break. Oh.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the recess just for a couple minutes.